23 minutes now past 7 o'clock, 13 degrees in Charlottetown with the sun shining on this Wednesday morning. And I'm sure at one point or another we've all thought about it, ditching our job and following our dream, but very few of us are gutsy enough to take that risky leap. Well, not so with our next two guests. Greg and Colin Girard are brothers from British Columbia, and 10 years ago they turned their backs on permanent employment to start a Canadian tourism website, CanadaA.net. CanadaA.net. Well, that one website, it grew into five, each reviewing a different province. And PEI is next. The Girards spent the last 8 months living in a cottage in Murray Harbour. And Laura Chapin met the 40-something brothers on a beach in the National Park.
Hello, my name is Greg Girard.
And I'm Colin Girard.
And you two, 5 years ago, quit your jobs and decided you were going to spend a life traveling?
It's close to that. We actually, in 2002, I was laid off as a marketing director, and my brother was in tourism, and he decided he wanted to start. So we started with one website, and we grew it really fast into Vancouver Island and then British Columbia and then so forth. So circumstances have allowed us to take the dream career, and it's just been absolutely amazing ride because we've been everywhere.
We're actually like a year ahead of schedule because we spend so much time on the road researching everything. But we plan to go from west to east and whatever it took, coast to coast to coast.
You have five provinces covered already. PEI will be the sixth. I mean, how did you manage to do this? Make a living, keep doing it, doing it this way?
We won't kid you. It's been tough. I mean, it's been a lot of craft dinner and noodles sometimes. Perseverance is a big thing. And if you love what you do, there's no obstacle that's going to stop you.
So you've been here for months now on PEI, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you like the best? What have been the three highlights for you?
Mm. It's just a beautiful island. The beaches, the people are very friendly.
Lighthouses, man.
Lighthouses.
You've got to go with a lighthouse, man. I mean, lighthouse, everything. Lighthouse and beaches. I think the mantra for PEI should be beaches and beacon. I really do. I think that's what you need to sell here, and that will bring people here. Tourism is successful when you bring families. Golf doesn't bring families. Beaches bring families. And we have some of the nicest beaches on this coast. And if you want an example, look back at the Pacific Rim National Park 10 years and look where they've come, and it's all been about beaches.
And you really like this park, the National Park?
Love this park. One of my favorite parks. I love the three ways it's segregated. Atlantic Coast, you have some amazing sand dunes. They make for great photography. I think the red beaches, I don't think we should be scared of that. I think we should promote that. I think it's a beautiful aspect of our beaches on the Atlantic Coast.
You spent the winter here, so how did you find it?
We're a little bit odd in a way that we love all seven seasons in Canada.
All seven?
Yes, there's spring, then there's sprummer, then there's summer, and then there's sprinter, and then there's winter, and then there's construction. Seven seasons. This is what we have in Canada, and we're proud of every single one of them.
And what was the best thing about winter here in PEI?
The beautiful landscapes, the snow, ice fishing. There's a certain tranquility and beautifulness about a frozen ocean. There's tranquility and beautifulness about snow piling up on docks, crab traps being covered in frost. This is all photographic stuff that I think Canada is marketed as a two-month destination. This is our own doing. This is no one else's fault but Canada's fault. We, I believe, need to market ourselves as a seven season, as a joke, four season. And I think there's people out there, if you go to ski hills, snowmobiling, we don't market that enough. Snowshoeing, we don't market that enough. Ice fishing, that's a lost tourism trade that we don't even consider in a lot of places that we should. We have a year-round tourism industry, and there's no way we should be out there being afraid to market our winters or our falls or our springs or even sprinter and sprummer. They each have a beautiful, beautiful aspect to them.
But you're not going to market construction?
No, construction we're going to have to maybe leave out a bit. I mean, we love them for building our roads and making it accessible to certain parks, and you know, they do a fantastic job. I don't think we want to market too much of that season.
Okay, honest question time now. Traveling with your brother, I did one cross-country trip years ago with my sister, and we know we will never, ever do it again. I think it was about a two-month lag of not talking to each other after we got finished. So how are you guys pulling this off?
Well, I definitely love my brother. That sums it up.
Group hug.
Yeah. We get along great. I mean, we're brothers, but we're also best friends. And we enjoy the same sort of things, and like traveling across Canada, there couldn't be anything more exciting and adventurous to do, so it's pretty hard to get angry with each other.
Greg?
The nice thing about brothers, you can say anything to each other and it's going to work. You're gonna talk things out, there's nothing holding back, it's all out in the open, and I think that's one of the big reasons we're successful.
Are you guys alike, would you say, or?
No.
Not at all. Not at all. Salt and pepper.
Yeah. And is that what makes it work too?
I think that has a big aspect. Colin has some extremely good skills, and I have, I think, not to toot my own horn, but I got a pretty good talk going, and I really love my job, and I'm a big supporter of Canada, and I think we both are, and I think we bring a different aspect to each part of that.
And what's it going to be like driving off the island?
It's going to be very sad, but I'll tell you something, Atlantic Coast, we will be back. And we will research everything again, and we will do our best to support you because we believe in this country and we believe in the coast.
Thanks very much for meeting me here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for picking a beautiful spot.
That was fun. Laura Chapin met Greg and Colin Girard on Robinson's Island Beach in the National Park. They are Canadian travel blogging brothers from BC. Their CanadaA.net website covers five provinces right now. Prince Edward Island should be on there this fall.